The Bridge.
You're a new song, you're a new song, baby, you're a new song to me. You're a new song, you're a new song, baby, you're a new song to me.
Hello, everyone, and a happy Tuesday evening to you. I hope you're doing well and having a great week so far. This is the 8160 Radio Show here on 90.9 The Bridge. My name is Chris DeGarian, and if you're tuning in for the first time, welcome. Every Tuesday night at 6 o'clock, we get to hang out here on your radio dial on 90.9 The Bridge and talk to you, play music for you from musicians from right here in the 816 and surrounding area codes. And it's getting exciting. I just read 30 million people in America are now fully vaccinated, which I think that means they've either had their second shot or they got the Johnson & Johnson one shot, and they've waited to, I think it's a two-week period after the shot. So 30 million of us are vaccinated now, which is exciting. And people like me and people like you hear on the station are starting to say things like, it's starting to come back. Concerts are happening. And concerts are announcing. And then some concerts are still moving, which is great, too. It's great. Some of these huge shows, we're not ready yet. We need some more time on those. I wanted to talk about this past weekend. The Freedom Affair played a sold-out show down at Lemonade Park. And I've been to one show down there, and it was very great and safe and socially distanced and very spread out. And I heard the same of this past weekend when Freedom Affair sold out. Obviously, sold out is a different word, different meaning these days. But they did well, people love the show, and I keep hearing how great the sound is, which is awesome. So congrats to them. And then our friends in True Lions, their show got rained out. And they're actually going to be playing this Friday night, True Lions and Claire Adams, Friday night down at Lemonade Park in the West Bottoms, just across the street from the Hy-Vee Arena or Kemper Arena. And if you missed last week's show, it was a lot of fun. We sat down with Jackie Becker, longtime promoter. We added the show as an official addendum to Women's History Month and had Jackie Becker on. And I played music from my favorite shows that Jackie had ever booked by all female musicians. And then she also announced that she's bringing back Julian Baker at the Granada on November 15th. And we talked about Purity Ring at the Granada on November 30th. And since our last show, she also has announced The Japanese Breakfast will be coming to the Granada on October 9th. Jackie's hustling hard with three big shows announced right there already. And if you're like me or one of the other 15,000 people, you got an email letting you know that the Rage Against the Machine Run the Jewels concert has moved again. It was supposed to be, I don't even remember when the first date was. Then it got moved to July 7th, 2021. And it is now moving to May 18th, 2022. Rage Against the Machine and Run the Jewels, May 18th, 2022. And another venue we're starting to see come to life, Grinders KC, formerly known as Crossroads Kansas City, down there in the crossroads behind Grinders. Fits in the Tantrums has been announced. That's on July 1st. And announced last week, Mount Joy and Trampled by Turtles on September 29th. And then a show that's been announced for a minute now, but I'm going to keep talking about because I'm really excited about, is Dinosaur Jr. on September 21st down at the Truman. I'm really excited for that one. So about tonight's show, each of my shows here on the 8160 has a bit of an overriding theme. And we've had a lot of theme shows. We had Pledge Week, we had Jackie in, and then things along the way. But this week we're diving into new music. I've got an email box full of new music. People are reaching out to us now in just the craziest of ways, letting us know about their new music. And then we go and dig it up or beg people to send us WAV files. WAV files sound the best on the radio. Gather that music and then try to put together a nice playlist and then share it with you, our very much beloved and appreciated listeners, and give you some insight into music coming from great Kansas City musicians here on the 8160 on 90.9 The Bridge. And we're going to kick off this week's show with brand new music. It came out on last Friday from The Slowdown, our friend Sam Hoskins. He's also in projects called Wonderfuzz and The Elevator Division. And right before COVID hit, The Elevator Division played a reunion show down at Record Bar. And I remember it felt a little bit like a high school reunion. So many familiar people and friends there. And as COVID was starting to become a known word, no one knew what to do. Handshake or hug or bump elbows or however to communicate. And so the elevator division has been sitting on the announcement that they are working on new music. So we're going to get to hear some more new music from Sam Hoskins. But in this breath, he's released his own brand new music, brand new album from The Slowdown, and the name of the record is called Isolation, which is a very fitting title of a name of a record these days. Again, it came out on April 2nd, and we're going to hear the single that he sent us to play, which is called Wish You Well, which is just a great title, a great sentiment for what everyone's still going through and dealing with as this thing is sort of winding down. Maybe, you know, it's getting closer to the light at the end of the tunnel as we all continue to repeat that saying. But I really like this new music from Sam Hoskins of The Slowdown. He calls it melodic experimental rock from right here in Kansas City. And I'm always a fan of his music. It's always great to see him back there pounding away on the drums. And then it's great to hear these vocals coming out of him as well for his brand new album, Isolation, from Sam Hoskins under the moniker The Slowdown. Here's brand new music. The song is called Wish You Well, kicking off this week's 8160, featuring all brand new music by different Kansas City musicians. Here it is.
Yeah. The A160 on the Bridge is brought to you by 7th Heaven, your neighborhood music shop, smoke shop, and love shop. Open 7 days a week in Blue Springs and at 7621 Troost.
Brand new music from Charlotte Baumgartner. The song is called Red with Love. She's not from Kansas City, but she is on a Kansas City-based record label called Manor Records. Our friends Sean Crowley over there and Skylar Rochelle sent us that music in, and we were excited to share it with you. That's the third single that we've gotten to play from Charlotte Baumgartner. Most recently, she put out Haunted House, and that went into rotation here on the station. And everything Charlotte's doing has been amazing. I'm such a fan of her music. It's a musician that I've discovered during COVID times and would really love to see get to play a live set someday. They describe their music as a mix of many influences, but mostly an emo singer-songwriter and some folky fusion. And again, from Tulsa, but gifted to us from our friends over at Manor Records, a great Kansas City record label and collective of musicians that work hard to spread the word about each other's music, constantly pushing each other. And it's great to always see that from Sean Crowley and his crew. More new music for you, this time from Lawrence, Kansas. This is a power trio named Chess Club, and they're releasing their first ever vinyl LP, and it's called You're Lucky, I Like You. It came out back on March 23rd from our friends over at the Black Site record label and collective. 12 blasting tracks of tight pop melodies and wall of sound guitars. It was recorded by our friend Dwayne Trower over at Weights and Measures. I listened to this whole record and I had a really hard time picking what song to play. And I like the whole record. It is. It's a power trio. It sounds, it's got some, that Lawrence emo sound mixed with some kind of punky pop guitar sounds. And I really like what the Chess Club have put out. I chose the song called All Aboard to play from the Chess Club's brand new record, You're Lucky I Like You, came out back on March 23rd. You can grab it anywhere you listen to digital music. Here's music from them, All Aboard.
wasted all this time being upset about all the things you wasted. Being upset all of the time.
That was brand new music from a Kansas City band called You Monster You. The song is called Iron, and the name of the album that it will be coming out on is called Not Dead Yet. Should be out later this year. The single Iron will actually release on April 30th. They sent it in to us. It's the third single we've played here on the bridge. We've played their songs Chimera and Dodge. And in one of those songs, I caught a nice hidden F-bomb and made a point about it, and the band continues to laugh about it, as they said in an email to me. And they said about this song, it features punchy guitars and catchy harmonies with lyrics wavering between empathy and exhaustion. The combination masks a total bummer within a summertime indie sing-along. Iron was birthed out of relationships strained and broken from the fallout of the pandemic. And we have received new music all through the pandemic, but we're now starting to see this kind of stuff. I think even Wish You Well, the song we kicked off today's show with, was a bit of that. As the name of that record was called Isolation. This record, this song, seems to be rooted in that same thing. The things that we had to face, lost love or found love or change, severe change, lost jobs, lost income, and all of the dealings with the pandemic. But these guys and You Monster You have turned it into a nice, catchy, summertime sounding song, and happy to share it with you this week here on the 8160 on 90.9 The Bridge. Again, the song was called Iron from You Monster You. And I remember when Davies burnt down, I was trying to think of the last show I might have saw at Davies, and it's been a while, but it might have been You Monster You, which is probably a couple years ago now. And I remember I was impressed because they packed the Davies floor, the main floor over there, and not a lot of familiar faces to my usual friend pool of music nerds, which I always like seeing different faces in the crowd that I've never seen before coming out to see a band that I'm seeing for the first time. So props to you guys and You Monster You. Excited to hear more from your brand new record coming out later this year, Not Dead Yet, and we'll have to play some more music when we get it. You know, and we say it all the time. If you go to our website on the Bridges site, you can see how you can send us songs and emails, and we go through all the stuff we get. And, you know, some of the stuff we play here on the show because we love it, and then some stuff, you know, maybe it doesn't make it to the air right away, but eventually it gets on here. And I usually start a new folder of new music and then just drag and drop stuff until I get, you know, about 40 minutes of music to share with you each week whenever we do these new music shows. And that's what we're doing today. And new music next, this time from one of my favorite musicians in Kansas City. His name is Eames, and he's a ukulele artist, and he does a lot of live looping with ukulele. His background was in hip-hop, and it changed a little bit to be more indie pop in around the ukulele and the sampling of the ukulele. And Eames is full of hustle. He also, at his live shows, you never know what's going to happen, but he often brings part of a drum line as he leads and teaches youth here in Kansas City on how to do drum line. And when he busts out the drum line at his shows, one of my favorites was down at the Plaza Art Fair in 2019 as the sky just opened and started to pour. This drum line comes out of nowhere and joins in his set, and it was a really great moment. He has a brand new record out, came out in March, called Big Fake Smile. He says that it is best music in the last 6 years. I've been a fan of his music for a long time. A few years ago, he played one of my favorite shows of the year at his EP release show, and it just hit me so off guard. I didn't see it coming, and I fell in love with his music. Here's brand new music from Eames. The song is called Unbreakable from his brand new record called Big Fake Smile, which you can listen to right now on Apple Music. Here's music from Eames.
Pounds chained to the ground, turned up the gravity. I'm breaking out, best pound for pound, no one can handle me. Don't look away, watch what you say, I recall everything. I'm gonna take all that I take, this world was made for me.
I refuse to settle where I stand. I feel like I'm much more than a man. I've never been too scared of taking chances.
I feel like I'm invincible, unbreakable. I feel like I'm invincible, unbreakable. I feel like I'm invincible, unbreakable. I feel like I'm invincible. I feel like I'm invincible, unbreakable. I feel like I'm invincible, unbreakable.
Aaron Lee Tashjian is really good at making things seem like something they're not. Whether that's turning his anxiety into fun party tunes or manipulating his guitar sounds to sound like completely different instruments. We talk about how he does it and he performs live on the next World Cafe.
Tonight at 7 on 90.9. The Bridge.
The 8160 on the Bridge is brought to you by 7th Heaven, your neighborhood music shop, smoke shop, and love shop. Open 7 days a week in Blue Springs and at 7621 Troost.
Unapologetically different.
Non-commercial, non-conventional.
90.9. The Bridge.
Good pace. I know this race, mirage at finish line. Heaven broke the chain, but in time, till my daydream fades. Am I naughty or too nice?
more brand new music for you this week here on the 8160, this time from Alyssa Murray. The song is called Thanks, and it's spelled THX. It's from a brand new EP coming out from Alyssa Murray called Half and Half. It comes out on May 14th, and I've been familiar with her work, mainly through jazz. But this music is a totally different direction. I'm excited to have played it for you here on the show and excited to see and hear more music from this project called Half and Half, coming out again on May 14th. She says this about her upcoming album: combining a keen songwriting sense with a playful display of sonic influences, Alyssa Murray's latest release, Half and Half, is a satisfying juxtaposition of synth and song. I love this track. I love the experimental kind of electronic qualities of it, and excited to have music like that coming out here in Kansas City always. And always happy to share it with you here on the 8160 every Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. Up next, more new music, this time originally from Topeka, Kansas, now calling home in North Texas, Stick Figure. Constantly putting out new music, regardless of pandemic or not, always hustling. And he's still responsible for one of my favorite albums to come out of the area of all time, looking way back to 2013, a project he did with La Orange. The project is called The City Under the City. That record came out 8 years ago, and just this past weekend did I discover it's available on vinyl. If you go over to mellowmusicgroup.com, I ordered my copy. It should be here shortly. That came out a long time ago, but this EP that Stick Figure just released, which is cleverly titled the Stick Figure EP, just came out a couple Fridays ago. I got the Bandcamp notification, which led me to his page. I bought it instantly, and now I'm playing it for you here this week on the 8160. That's how we do it here. We're lucky. The Bridge is an amazing station, and they give us this amazing platform to seek out, hunt down, search out great music from the Kansas City and surrounding area. And we love the work of Stick Figure and are happy to share it with you this week here on the 8160. This song is called Felt Like It. Hope you enjoy it.
Let's do this first part. Mm-hmm. All right, here you go. Yeah. West side, get the money, east side, hella hungry, south side, going dummy, can't take nothing from me. West side, get the money, east side, hella hungry, south side, going dummy, can't take nothing from me. West side, get the money, east side, hella hungry, south side, going dummy, can't take nothing from me. West side, get the money, east side, hella hungry, south side, going dummy, can't take nothing from me.
See, it's all about dollars and cents. Some game, I got it from quick. Ain't always knew what it meant, but you got that grit. Who paying the rent? My youngin', he got him a stick. He always on the defense. No time for rotten defense. He been with the shit, it is what it is. You scary, you stay in the house. Outside, we making amounts. No time for plaguing around. I can't entertain any doubt. My name is stay in your mouth. You only say it for clout. Stand on my own, you stay in the crowd. Stand on my own, you stay in the crowd.
Why are you always in the bridge?
Cause I felt like it. Cause I felt like it. Cause I felt like it.
Smoking good, sipping heat.
Cause I felt like it. See, on the president's streets, the legends with me. Innocence present, try letting it be. The weapons, they heat, they letting it squeeze. Practice discretion unless we agree. Connection is deep, message you need. For these adolescent successes in reach. So many stresses, we left them at sea. It all seemed regressive, the rest of us bleed. Get it in blood, with these in dubs. Killing is here and it feels like a glove. Don't ask for permission, we ask for forgiveness. And badger the witness in front of the judge. Get it in blood, with these in dubs. Killing is here and it fit like a glove. Don't ask for permission. We ask for forgiveness and badger the witness in front of the judge.
West side, get the money. East side, hella hungry. South side, going dummy. Can't take nothing from me. West side, get the money. East side, hella hungry. South side, going dummy. Can't take nothing from me. West side, get the money. East side, hella hungry. South side, going dummy. Can't take nothing from me. West side, get the money. East side, hella hungry. South side, going dummy, can't take nothing from me.
Take back high risk, high reward. Shouldn't have a to remember. Was hoping July, but see this pass by, it could be December. I feel this mantle, how can I handle what we've been rendered? What does my future even mean right now? Yeah, this stress load has me doing crazy things. I bow out so close, poking 10K in a week, wiped out. Deflated, heavy depression goes unabated. This was obsession, not insulated. I'm going crazy, can't satiate it. I was arrested, I had to make it. But what does making it mean? Now that my lip has been stripped away, the questions have seen. I can't forgive myself for obeying my tendencies. I could have been safer, but my behavior has me reeling. I could have been safer, but my behavior has me reeling. There's so much I wish I could take back. Reward, shouldn't have embraced that. I hate that I ever listened to myself. That I listened to myself. I hate that I ever listened to myself.
Music for you there from Kadesh Flow. I've said that so many times during the pandemic. Kadesh Flow constantly putting out brand new music so many times during the pandemic. Every week, it seems, I get a new notification from his Bandcamp page letting me know that he has brand new stuff out there. This time it's called Take Backs, and it features the great trombonist Ryan Heinlein on the track. He's been a member of the Project H and other different jazz groups for a long time, and happy to see him on this track. And again, Kadesh Flow, I had given him in the end of the year. I hosted my own version of the Dundies, so to speak, giving out the COVID Hustle Awards, and Kadesh Flow is high on the list of the artists in Kansas City who have been hustling through the entire pandemic. Kadesh Flow says this about his brand new single, Take Backs. I wrote this in July 2020. Frustrated and in a funk about my decision to pursue my passions as a career, and resenting how my anguish over losing my livelihood right as I was starting to walk into abundance as a self-sustained indie musician was cut off by COVID. He'd started to have an effect on his relationship again. It's a song about regret and questioning everything. And again, these are the deep things we're getting to now. Like, we had musicians putting out music during the pandemic, and now we have music that's internally dealing with the pandemic and how it's affected, good or bad, different musicians. And that's what Kadesh Flow wrote Take Backs about, capturing it really well in this song. And again, this week, we've had a few of those on this set of all new music, musicians looking internally, trying to figure out this thing, and then putting it down in words and in music, and then here we are sharing it with you here on the 8160. Again, some more new music for you. This time, it's from a brother and sister duo. They're 14 and 15 years old, and they recently put out their debut EP, which is called 13. And I'm always a fan of supporting young musicians and playing their music on the radio, especially when it's good. And these kids have put together a really great EP. We played a single from it a while ago, and I had some time in this week's show and wanted to go back to it. They say this: Ethan's guitar passion began at 7 when he found his great-grandpa's Fender in the closet, and Charlie has always been known for her big emotion and big words and big voice. Music combines the best of the gifts together, and it's a lot of fun. And I'm sure it's been a really fun project for them to work on during the quarantine and pandemic time. But here is music from Ethan and Charlie G. The song is called 13. And it's available wherever you listen to and stream digital music. Here it is.
Everything that you said was a lie. You believed you and I fell for it twice. Everything I believed in was a lie. Till I said goodbye. Me for my number, I said it's 13. Everyone I've ever loved has left me. I wonder what it feels like to be happy. I hate us to think about you and me. You made me hurt people that I care about. You made me leave people I can't live without. There's too much pain to handle like a blackout. I'm leaving you now. She asked me for my number, I said it's 13. Everyone I've ever loved has left me. I wonder what it feels like to be.
Underground at 7th Heaven buys and sells new and used vinyl records, cassettes, 8-tracks, and reel-to-reel, plus concert, lowbrow, and poster art, along with new and vintage stereo equipment. They also sell needles, cartridges, head shells, sleeves, and record cleaning supplies. If it has to do with vinyl, they have you covered. The Vinyl Underground for your vinyl fix at 7th Heaven, 7621 Troost, and online at 7thheavenkc.com.
Wednesday, September 29th at Grinders KC, Mammoth presents Mount Joy.
Chase it down while I'm young, laddie.
And Trampled by Turtles.
Loving, loving.
Mount Joy and Trampled by Turtles tickets are available Friday at Ticketmaster.com. Abridge listeners can access tickets Thursday morning at 10. Details at bridge909.org. Trampled by Turtles. Mount
Joy and Trample by Turtle, September 29th at Grinders KC, in support of The Bridge.
Music handpicked just for Kansas City.
90.9, The Bridge.
More new music for you this week here on the 8160, this time from Lazy Projector. The song is called Hookworms. Lazy Projector is a musical moniker for Kansas City-based musician Aaron Chin, and he's been putting out music for a few years now, and again, it's music that I love to see when it shows up in my mailbox, my inbox, because he does everything the right way. He must have a background in graphic design, because he releases artwork for every song. He has great merch. He writes great EPKs, electronic press kits, and puts out a lot of great content. And I was happy to see this in my inbox. Hookworms is now available to stream wherever you listen. You can check it out on Spotify and Bandcamp. I believe I met Aaron of Lazy Projector for the first time walking out of or into the Andrew Bird show at the Kauffman Center. Don't you miss those moments when you'd run into people and meet like-minded people at concerts and have crazy conversations? I'm looking forward to that happening again in the not-too-distant future, and hopefully you'll get to see Lazy Projector in the not-too-distant future as well. This week we're winding down. We've played several new songs for you by different Kansas City musicians and surrounding area musicians, and we're going to end this week's show with music from a newer project as far as releasing music goes. They're called Scores, and it features three amazing musicians: CJ Calhoun, Alexander Ward, and Austin Ward. Alex Ward and Austin Ward are in The Noise FM, and they're also in the band Hembree. And Charles Calhoun, CJ Calhoun, was in the project Cowboy Indian Bear, which is one of my favorite things in the history of the world. He also has a newer project called Bonzo Madrid. But what this project, Scores, has done, these three guys went on a backpacking trip in Europe a few years ago, and they started writing this song called Talk Flood. And it was originally about all the crazy things happening in Ferguson, Missouri, all the protests, all the civil unrest that happened down there when things got crazy. And then they've now released Talk Flood, and it's more relevant now than ever. Brand new music from you, from a great trio of musicians, from CJ Calhoun, Alex Ward, and Austin Ward. The song is called Talk Flood, and it was released actually last week on the Bridges website. There's a music video for it, and you can read a little bit about Michelle Bacon's take on it there. It's a very political song, as we're dealing with still a very political time. Happy to share it with you here this week on the 8160. Music from The Scores. The song is called Talk Flood. Hope you enjoyed this week. We shared a lot of new stuff with you. If you missed any of the show, you can go to the Bridges website and hear the show again. And you can also see the list of all the musicians we played this week here on the show. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great week. Thanks, everybody.
We'll be right back. KTBG Warrensburg, Kansas City.
Celebrating 20 years of being the place to discover music.
Member supported 90.9.